So what you have at the start of the reading, obviously, is a genealogy. So just being aware that this is a consolidation of much of what has gone before. So all these elements are now made ready and prepared for being consolidated. And that's kind of the idea that's going on. So in the 12 sons of Jacob, what you have is a description of qualities of the church, and then their sons representing doctrinal ideas related to the good and truth that come under each of those qualities. If we could read it spiritually, then the whole thing would unfold in front of us. But just even knowing that it's there means that you come to it in your reading from a very different space to perhaps without that sort of knowledge. And the idea is that just going through those names, reading them, grounds spiritual societies and what's supportive of what the Lord is seeking to do through this process. So, yeah, it's something holy about it, right? I mean, that's what comes through. Really what you're getting is all that's gone before is sort of consolidated down into a relatively straightforward, simple kind of passage, which unfolds to the complexity of all that's been and prefigures also what is to come. In the last number, 6052, it kind of summarizes what the reading is about, which is the method in which this conjunction is affected is what has been described in this chapter. Which method is by means of the insertion of truths into memory knowledges? So it is the insertion of truths into memory knowledges that allows for the reorganization or the restructuring of the mind, and to a point where it can accommodate the internal celestial represented by Joseph. These things are entered into outside of Egypt. So the things that are higher have to be drawn from the word and then brought into the relevant memory knowledges so that those memory knowledges can be organized in such a way that the mind is able to hold what is of heaven or of the Lord within our awareness. So that increases.